Good evening. I'm Rick Cottom. Welcome to Your Maryland. On the wintry afternoon of April 13, 1940, with an inch of snow covering the rolling fields in the heart of Maryland horse country, two traditions collided at My Lady's Manor. Representing the new was Blockade, the imposing chestnut gelding and son of man of war, ridden by racing veteran J. Fred Caldwell. Blockade had won the Maryland Hunt Cup in 1938 and 1939, and this season he was favored to sweep the Triple Crown of steeplechasing, My Lady's Manor, the Grand National, and the Hunt Cup. Intent on capturing the spectacle that afternoon was a Hollywood film crew shooting Technicolor footage for the forthcoming movie Maryland, starring Walter Brennan and John Payne. But not everyone backed Blockade. Among the smallest crowd that cold April day were those who resented the sports being taken over by race-trained thoroughbreds. They preferred the traditions of days gone by, when working hunters, horses who actually galloped to the hounds in the local fox hunts, did the timber racing. One old-school farmer who still plowed 170 acres near Clarksville with teams of gray workhorses was Lewis Randall, a founder of the Howard County Hunt Club. He was also the nephew of James Ryder Randall, author of the Civil War poem and song lyrics, My Maryland, which only 9 years earlier had been made the state anthem. His entry at My Lady's Manor was the family pet, a half-bred named Monty R. In the irons was 17-year-old John B. Merriman, a family name also rich with Civil War memories. The course at My Lady's Manor rolled over 3 miles and 17 fences. Only 4 horses circled the starting line that day, Blockade, Monty R., Espadine, and Reconsidered. All save Monty R. were thoroughbreds, and all the riders were tested veterans, save Johnny Merriman. This would be his first race under the flags. To the outsider, the odds against Lewis Randall and Maryland tradition seemed long indeed. At the signal, Blockade raced to the lead and set the pace. Espadine fell back after a few jumps, and Reconsidered was still in it. But Monty R. was only a few lengths behind Blockade. If some were surprised at his early showing, they shouldn't have been, for Monty R. had won the last 3 Howard County Hunt Cups and retired the trophy. And every day he wasn't fox hunting, he was training. Randall's 12-year-old daughter Joni, so small she had to attach a leather strap to the saddle and climb up his foreleg to mount him, galloped Monty R. across the fields and had him take 5-foot fences as tall as anything in the Hunt Cup. At the 15th fence, Monty R. caught Blockade, and coming down from the crest of the hill, they came into view, running neck and neck. Snow flew off the 17th and last fence as Monty R. cleared it 2 lengths ahead. An exuberant Lewis Randall somehow got inside the snow fence and ran along beside the horses, waving his hat and cheering madly as Monty R. crossed the finish line first. The next week, Blockade and Monty R. sat out the muddy Grand National. All eyes turned to the Maryland Hunt Cup, a mile longer with 5 more fences. When Monty R. goes forth in the Maryland Saturday, carrying the colors of L.A. Randall, trumpeted a reporter, he will have the rousing support of every old-line farmer fox hunter. Perhaps wishfully, he added, should it be possible for Monty R. to stay the distance at the speed in which the present-day race is run, the good jumper is likely to turn back the field, which in turn would be the best thing for timber racing and Maryland since its inception. The race was everything it promised. Going into the second-to-last fence, Monty R. again caught Blockade. Both horses cleared it with huge 22-foot leaps, but Blockade then slipped inside and crossed the finish line 3 lengths ahead, thus becoming the only horse ever to win the Maryland Hunt Cup in 3 consecutive years. But he had not won easily, and had his jockey not gotten to the inside at the last fence, he might not have won at all. For to the end, Monty R. was driving up that last hill after him, the very picture of old-line Maryland's grace, determination, and courage.